Hello, I'm calling about the Gwendolyn Brooks Open Mic Poetry Contest. I had so much trouble emailing my poem to you that I forgot to call earlier. The name of the poem is Urban Legends Abound, some mutually exclusive, that some knew about 911 in advance. Many facts have been found, abundant, effusive, showing most of the victims never had a chance. Over the past 11 years, there have been various urban legends claiming that no blacks were in the World Trade Center on 911, or that thousands of Jews were told not to go to work at WTC that day, or that Muslims had advanced knowledge about the attacks. Anyone who has read or heard the names or seen the pictures of those who died that day knows that the prior warning stories are bogus, or else the Jews, Muslims, and African Americans who perished on 911 didn't get the word. Recently, a friend of mine told me something that he had been thinking about for a long time, more than 10 years, in fact. He said, "How is it that no person of national prominence died in the September 11th attacks? No movie stars, no athletes, no politicians?" Well, before I could answer that question, I had to accept its premise, and I don't. How, I wondered, but did not ask him, could all the famous people get the word to stay away from the targets? And who would tell them? I asked the question on both Ask.com and Snopes.com, and while I didn't find the names of any actors, athletes, or politicians who died, I really didn't spend a long time looking, because I did find the name of an Emmy-winning writer and producer and several CEOs. Besides, while I was searching for information about who knew that a terrorist attack was imminent, I found my answer. Our government knew and did nothing about it. There was chatter, intelligence gathered by technological means, about a big, spectacular attack on the United States before September 11th. New York and Washington, D.C. were among the cities mentioned as possible targets. This has been reported and sworn to by reliable sources. There are also reliable reports of chatter specifically describing planes flying into buildings. But I guess the chatter wasn't loud enough for the powers that be to pay attention until it was too late. So we have a day of unprecedented disaster and years of mistakes and loss. We lost lives, ours, our allies, innocent civilians not connected with 9/11. We lost millions of dollars spent on wrong maneuvers going in the wrong directions. We lost respect in the world. When we elected the wrong president for the second time, the London Daily Mirror asked, "How can 59 million people be so stupid?" When the Secretary of Defense was questioned about insufficient body armor and armored vehicle, he said, "You use what we send you." By the time we finally got the chance to vote again, many of us had gotten the word. Now we have a president who is not only trying to correct the wrongs of the past, but also to move our country forward. We still don't know the truth about 911, although there are lots of theories and stories and urban legends. But we should be aware enough not to be distracted by the chatter that really is chatter. We should remember the word, the words, God. The word is remember. The word is think. The word is listen. The word is ask. The word is vote. The word is speak. And, of course, all of us, the word is write.